Most every subject's pretty well been covered this week, so I won't give him one to read about. One morning here, we had a brother who used a wanted poster in an example in his talk. And another morning, we had a brother use a TV serial in his. Well, both of these require sponsors, so I figured I'd bring you a commercial. But before I could do that, Brother James Wasik in his class gave us one that I could never hope to top. So as Brother William said Saturday evening when he was introducing his class, it'll be the same old thing, or in this case, it'll be reruns. And I say reruns because, as before, pretty near everything has been said here that could possibly be said to our edification this week. But especially last night, Brother Erickson said in his lecture in just a few short sentences what I had planned on talking on at least 15 minutes on. But we'll do it anyway, because last night was the wiener roast and a lot of our minds were thinking about them weenies and that far and the fellowship down there. So here goes. Well, wait a minute here. Just a passing thought. How many times have we said to ourselves, boy, I wish I could just find more time to study? Well, I have. Well, around noon today, some of us here will have spent at least 8 full days with which we could have given our full attention to the worship of our God. These 8 days were completely uninterrupted by outside affairs, and we could study and grow in spiritual strength in a completely compatible environment. I hope we've all taken advantage of it, because it is truly a great blessing that we are able to attend these schools or a school each year. This year we had excellent classes and speakers, and if we can retain but just 1% of everything we've learned and heard here and take it home with us and apply it properly, it will strengthen us in our walk to the kingdom of God. And strength is something that none of us can ever have too much of. Now by Monday, most of us will be back to our jobs and our homes. And we'll actually have to recondition ourselves to that way of life again. Habits are easy to pick up, good and bad alike. And after this week, at this Bible school, following the schedule that we have been following, we should have picked up a habit. One which hopefully we'll strive to retain after we have returned home. And that is being more aware of God and His wondrous plan. Once we've returned home, we're usually spiritually uplifted, enthusiastic about it, ready to go. But after a few days into our daily chores, things begin to slip, things begin to slide, we begin to forget, we begin to weaken. And it's simply because of our weak flesh. In Brother DiLiberto's class, he said something about Christ more than once that I think will possibly strengthen me, and I'd like to pass it on to those of you who weren't there. He said, when speaking of Christ and how dedicated he was to that which he was to fulfill and accomplish, he referred to the manner in which he did so as more of an obsession than mere dedication. When we're dedicated to an idea, we strive and we work towards the fulfillment of it. However, dedication only requires just a little more than half of our mind and our hearts and our time. But when we become obsessed with something, we eat, drink, and breathe it, as we all know our Lord Jesus Christ did, right down to His last breath. Now you, like myself, probably feel that God would be just as happy if we could just dedicate a little more and worry about becoming obsessed later on. But if we can keep this idea of obsession in the back of our minds and remember that we have been bought with a price, our dedication will continually grow to the point where it can actually almost become an obsession. But it takes faith and work and control over our minds. The scriptures are full of writings which can strengthen and guide us, but one which gives us a hint as to what to do to strengthen ourselves was written to Timothy. It's a memory verse, one which we all learned as little children. And if you would, I'd like you to say it right along with me. It's 2 Timothy 2:15. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Study. Dedicate yourself to study. We could go on with verses like this for an extended period of time. We all can pull them out of the tops of our heads. Some of us would have to look them up. But they're there. And they're there that we might become more perfect servants of God and gain the courage to continue in the work which we have started. Paul is another good example of a servant of God obsessed with that purpose in mind. And his writings are full of guidelines which we can follow to help us along our way. And his writings to Timothy hold a special interest for me because Timothy was a young man, as age goes. And in the two books of Timothy, Paul was giving him special encouragement, for he loved him as his own son. Basic laws and doctrines and some basic first principles as well as are spelled out so that the young man Timothy might not falter in any manner. Well, we are told that we are to come before God as little children, always asking his guidance and his mercy. And as Paul comforted Timothy, so might we be comforted by not only these two books, but by the whole gospel. For in it lies the key to eternal life. Some of us who are weaker than others in this hall have a more difficult time in continuing this so-called habit aforementioned. That's the habit of remembering our God. To preserve this requires several things outside of the scriptural attributes which we are told of. It requires Bible school attendances, ecclesial help, participation, daily study outside, brotherly encouragement, a vigilant surveillance of our minds and hearts, faith, and continual prayer for both ourselves and one another. This can help to keep us mindful. This is like putting a bridle on and leading you. It's a help. If we can do this, we can either gain anew or polish some of those attributes mentioned in Colossians 3rd chapter. Another good reference to go to is the Psalms of David. So here was a man who loved his Creator, yet committed grievous sins, but who was still called a man after God's own heart. And David, what is so unique about him is that he was exactly like us in that he falls and we fall from one sin right into another. But as we read the Psalms, we can see just exactly what was running through David's mind, what was in his heart, both when he was praising God and when he was begging God for his forgiveness. David's thoughts are written and recorded that we might learn from them. And this can be an immense help. For we can see what the carnal mind should think and do, whether to praise or whether to beg for that forgiveness. David has opened up his mind to us and shown us the way to go. The scriptures are full of wondrous things. We spent a week here listening and learning as the brothers have exhorted and taught us, covering material from the front to the back of the book. I hadn't hoped to bring you any more. We've been crammed full of it. We've got enough meat to chew on for many days to come. But as Brother Ken Erickson did last night, and as I had hoped to do today, simply leave you with the hope to give encouragement and kind of be as a pep talk before a game. Because we're going back out now, we're leaving this pleasant environment that we've enjoyed this week. We're going to be faced with our world. And a pep talk and encouragement, I felt, was what we might could use before we stepped out. I'd like to read in closing the 71st Psalm, which is a prayer of praise and of strength building for David. In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be put to confusion. Deliver me in thy righteousness and cause me to escape. Incline thine ear unto me and save me. Be thou my strong habitation whereunto I may continually resort, that thou hast given commandment to save me, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Deliver me, O God, out of the hand of the wicked, out of the hand of the unrighteous and cruel man. For thou art my hope, O Lord God, thou art my trust from my youth. By thee have I been holden up from the womb. Thou art he that took me out of my mother's bowels. My praise shall be continually of thee. I am as a wanderer unto many, but thou art my strong refuge. Let my mouth be filled with thy praise and with thy honor all the day. Cast me not off in the time of old age, forsake me not when my strength faileth. For mine enemies speak against me, and they that lay wait for my soul take counsel together, saying, God hath forsaken him, persecute and take him, for there is none to deliver him. O God, be not far from me. O my God, make haste for my help. Let them be confounded and consumed that are adversaries to my soul. Let them be covered with reproach and dishonor that seek my hurt. But I will hope continually and will yet praise thee more and more. My mouth shall show forth thy righteousness and thy salvation all the day, for I know not the numbers thereof. I will go in the strength of the Lord God. I will make mention of thy righteousness, even of thine only. O God, thou hast taught me from my youth, and hitherto have I declared thy wondrous works. Now also, when I am old and gray-headed, O God, forsake me not, until I have showed thy strength unto this generation, and thy power to everyone that is come. Thy righteousness also, O God, is very high. Who hast done great things, O God, who is like unto thee? Thou which hast showed me great and sore troubles, shalt quicken me again, and shalt bring me up again from the depths of the earth. Thou shalt increase my greatness, and comfort me on every side. I will also praise thee with the psaltery, even thy truth, O my God. Unto thee will I sing with the harp, O thou Holy One of Israel. My lips shall greatly rejoice when I sing unto thee, and my soul which thou hast redeemed. My tongue also shall talk of thy righteousness all the day long, for they are confounded, for they are brought unto shame that seek my hurt.